Into hour number two. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. I'm live. I'm in Southern California. It is great to be with you. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We are currently efforting the head coach of West Virginia, Bob Huggins. Next hour, Jane Slater, an NFL Network reporter. In the meantime, it is Tuesday. For the first time in a long time, we are going to roll out another edition of What's Your Beef? It's presented by my pals at Old Trapper Beef Jerky. First beef sesh of 2020. Come out of the gate, hit it hard. Let's go strong. Whatever you're beefing about, whatever has you bent, hit me up. Sports, family, work, life, a person, persons, I don't care, whatever it is. Call me, tweet me, email me. Do any of those things. Do all of those things, but do it right now. The very best beefs are coming up later on this hour. In the meantime, remember, if you want a protein snack, ditch the drinks and the bars. Get yourself a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky instead. Tender, tasty, real beef that rocks your craving for a snack that satisfies. Ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? All right, 1-800-636-8686. Off the top of the program, we talked about the Dallas Cowboys getting their guy, Mike McCarthy. Carolina seemingly shocks the Giants and the rest of the world by getting Matt Rhule. Except the Giants would have you believe, allegedly, possibly, that that's not the guy they targeted. That's not the guy they wanted. That they got their guy, and their guy is Joe Judge. You might wonder who Joe Judge is. What's his background? Well, he coached the wide receivers for the Patriots. Wide receiver was definitely an issue for the Patriots, but the Giants found their guy. You know, like Dave Gettleman kind of acts like he's the smartest guy in the room? Well, apparently he knows something that nobody else knows, because Matt Rhule, who had worked for that franchise, who's got New York City roots, apparently was not the best guy for the job. That or David Tepper got him, kept him from getting on a plane, locked him up, and the job went to him in Carolina. So where'd he come out? Who do you believe? Obviously, everybody is spinning right now, trying to make themselves look as good as possible, trying to make it seem like, oh no, that's who we wanted. That's who we wanted all along. We got our guy. Who and what do you believe? Dear Pimp, the Cowboys closed their coach with homemade ice cream, split-screen video games, and microwave s'mores. The Panthers closed their coach with 60 mil. Somebody put that 77-year-old bag of bones in a home. Jeff from the 919. Were the Cowboys giving McCarthy a promise ring? So why would that be love at first sight? I mean, again, nothing against Mike McCarthy. There's definitely some things to like about Mike McCarthy. He had a pretty good run with Green Bay. He's got himself a ring. Nobody can take that. Now, I'd argue, considering he's got a first ballot Hall of Famer, a quarterback, maybe he should have more than one ring. Maybe that one ring is more of an indictment than a compliment. But is he an upgrade over Jason Garrett? I guess, I would suppose. But still not something to get hyped about. And where does that love at first sight come in? I think it comes in because he's won some games, he's got a ring, he beat Dallas in Dallas, and he's not going to push Jarrah. Jarrah can still do Jarrah things. McCarthy's not going to insist on that kind of control, that kind of power. That's why it was love at first sight. And they had a sleepover. Man, I love this notion that when Jarrah gets you for the sleepover, you ain't leaving without committing. Yeah, because he needed a sleepover from McCarthy to get that kind of commitment. Hey, Rome, do you know if during that sleepover, Jerry Jones's mom had to tell them multiple times to be quiet and get to sleep? Stephen Phoenix. Yeah, I think probably not. I mean, Jerry's what, like 140? How old's his mom? 190? Yeah, no, I don't think. I just don't know why he had to have a sleepover. I'm not saying he can't entertain. I'm not saying that business doesn't get done that way. I'm saying he slept him over? These guys tell each other spooky stories in their fort with a flashlight. Any pillow fights? These guys load up on sugar. Did they crank call Dan Snyder? It's kind of weird. A sleepover between like a 70-something billionaire and a middle-aged guy? All right. All right. As promised, we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at West Virginia. A Final Four, a conference championship, and 11 postseason appearances in his time at West Virginia. Nearly 900 wins as a head coach. West Virginia beat Oklahoma State 55-41 last night. They're 12-2. They're number 17 in both polls, and they've got a big one Saturday night. They're at home against Texas Tech. Bob Huggins is my guest. Hey, Hawk, are you going to pull him up or am I? Hug, Happy New Year. What's going on, Bob?
Romy, how are you?
Hug, I'm so good. How are you?
Well, good. Been a while. I haven't talked to you in years.
Has it been years?
I think so.
It's been a few minutes.
Lose
you know.
Track of time.
I know. We do, don't we? Hey, listen, I want to ask you about the team, Bob, but again, let me reset this. How are you doing? How is life for you in 2020?
Good. Really good, other than I can't get rid of this cold, but other than that, good.
Yeah, right? Like, you think they could figure out a cure for the common cold by now, but no. Do you do about a cold, usually? How do you hit that thing?
I don't know. The doctor's been giving me stuff, but just hanging on.
What are you going to do? Bob Huggins joining us.
Our defense, I guess.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to talk about defense. You held Oklahoma State to just 19 points, Bob, in the first half, 22 in the second half. So not only did you play excellent defense, but it seems to me you were pretty strong on the glass. You stayed in front of your man on defense. Guarding the ball has always been a focal point. So how pleased were you with the guys and how they were able to impact that game with defense and rebounding?
Well, I think the really good thing is that, you know, we've got a lot of new guys. We've got a lot of young guys. We're basically a really young team of pretty much freshmen and sophomores. And they've come a long way in a short period of time. So, you know, as we keep continuing to improve at the defensive end and start making some shots, we just haven't made any shots. I think we're very capable of making shots. We just haven't made any.
Bob Huggins back in the jungle. And Bob, that game came after a tough game in Lawrence on Saturday where, like you said, you probably missed some more shots than you would have liked. The officiating, Bob, was, well, it's kind of interesting. So what did you make of how the team bounced back from that game and made sure that one loss did not turn into two?
Well, we had the good fortune of staying out there. So we didn't have, you know, it wasn't like we played and came home and then had to go back out there. So we spent a lot of time watching film and trying to learn, trying to point out some things that we could certainly do better. And I thought really defensively, we made great strides out there. And I think it was, you know, all the film that we did.
Bob Huggins joining us. You know, Bob, that game in Kansas is part of a run which includes a non-conference win over number 2 Ohio State, the trip to Lawrence, then Stillwater, and now you've got Texas Tech at home on Saturday. The Big 12 is always a meat grinder. So what's it take in terms of physical and mental toughness to have success in that conference?
Well, I think all of that, and I think you have to be fortunate, you know. You gotta make shots at the right time. You gotta hope that sometimes they miss shots at the right time. And you know, we've struggled at the free throw line, and that shouldn't be, because we've made a conscious effort to go out and recruit some guys who could shoot, and we've really struggled at the free throw line. If we make free throws, we're probably undefeated right now.
West Virginia is top 20 right now. Bob Huggins joining us. You know, Bob, last season maybe did not go the way you would have liked. And I heard you say coming into the season, quote, I wanted guys that wanted to play hard, guys that wanted to win. We can help them with the other stuff, end quote. So, like, when you think of some of the guys you've had, guys like Javon Carter, how did you know they wanted to win as badly as you do?
Well, we tried to do a good job of, you know, watching them play on their team, watching them play in the summertime. You know, but you don't really get to watch them enough. I just thought we had really good people. I thought our returning guys did a great job on the school visit of spending a lot of time with them, trying to explain to them what we're trying to do, and then giving us good information back about who they thought would be a good fit. And, Romy, I think that's more than anything. I mean, we got guys that like each other, that pull for each other. mean, you can't find another team playing 12 guys and they're all happy. You know, somebody's going to pout. Somebody's going to want to quit because they're not getting as much time as maybe they think they ought to get. But our guys are, they like each other so much that they pull so much for each other, care about each other, and play hard together.
That's got to make you feel good. Bob Huggins joining us. Now, Hug, one more thing about that. Like, if you've got a guy who's got a ton of potential, and you know this, but you're not sure, or maybe he doesn't have that burning desire to play hard and to win, is that something that you can fix, or do you just move on from that and go to a guy who's got that fire?
I think you can fix it as long as you've got guys on your side. You know, the other guys are on your side. I think it's pretty easily fixed. It's when you got a kind of a rat in the house that's pulling in the other direction and trying to take as many people with them as they possibly can. And that happens.
I like that. A rat in the house. Kind of reminds me of John Calipari. Bob, back in the day, who said it's like that pinch of poop in the ice cream. You got this whole bucket of ice cream and the ice cream's great. All it takes is one pinch of poop to wreck it. Kind of like that one rat in the house, right? Doesn't matter how big that house is. All it takes is one rat to recruit the other rats.
Yeah, only Cal could come up with poop in the ice cream.
Is it true, too? Bob Huggins joining us. Let me ask you about Oscar Tshiebwe. He came in with a lot of buzz. He had 12-8 last night, 17-17, Bob, against Kansas. He had 20-17 in the second game of the season against Pitt. What do you make of what you've seen from him so far?
Well, obviously, he's a talented guy, but he's a guy who wants to get better. I mean, he's in the gym. He's coming in watching film on his own. He just tries to absorb everything that you tell him. He's a guy who really wants to be great, and it's refreshing. He's in the gym on his own. You know, when he came in, he really couldn't make jump shots from the foul line, you know, 15, 17 feet. He's worked really hard on that to where he can make jump shots now. He's gotten better from the free throw line. He's passing the ball better. He's guarding better. He could always rebound it. He could always rebound it and run and score in the post, but he's really, I think, made his game so much better in so many other areas.
We're talking to Bob Huggins for a few more moments. You know, Bob, he can dominate. We know this, and he's still getting better, but this is not a one-man team. As an example, against Ohio State, Oscar played just 8 minutes, and you still beat the number two team in the country. So what's it say about your depth with this squad?
Well, Derek Culver's pretty good. Oscar's good, and Derek's very good. They're both big, strong guys, and they both rebounded. Derek had 12 rebounds last night again. And then we bring guys off the bench. We bring guys off the bench that play hard. They're not, you know, maybe as skilled as those other two guys or as offensively potent, but we bring a 6'11", 260-pound, 5-year guy off the bench, and we bring another 6'7", whatever, 240-pound guy off the bench that really can move his feet and really guard. So, you know, with four bigs, we're pretty comfortable playing the way we play.
You've got Texas Tech, Bob, coming in this weekend, and you know what you're going to get when you take on the Red Raiders and a Chris Beard coach team. In fact, I was in Lubbock over the summer. I spent some time with him. When you look at what Chris Beard has done right there at Texas Tech, what kind of thoughts do you have, and what kind of a challenge does his team generally pose?
Well, Chris has done a great job. I think a lot of what he does comes from Coach Knight, having spent all that time with Coach Knight. But, you know, their motion is really good. They get really good shots out of that. They're very patient with it. And defensively, they got 10 eyes on the ball all the time. They do a great job of help. You know, you don't have to beat one of them. You got to beat like three or four of them because they're all lined up there in help position. Chris has done a terrific job, and he's done a great job of getting players there. I guess my question for you is, how'd you fit in Lubbock?
So well. It's like I grew up there. You could not believe how I took to Lubbock and how Lubbock took to me. It was incredible, Hug. You sound like you're surprised.
I can imagine those folks in Lubbock just fell in love with you from the minute they saw you.
It was incredible. They claim me as one of their own, Hug. Like, I'm walking up and down the street, and people are coming up to me like, yo, Rome, you're from here, right? You're from here. I'm like, of course I'm from here. You know this about me. They love me, and I love them. You know this, Bob.
Did you have a cowboy hat and boots on?
No, I didn't even need one. I don't even need one, but it would not have been hard to get one or both of the above. It was incredible. Lubbock lived up to all the hype. I loved it, man. I loved it. I know you're not surprised.
No.
Bob Huggins, my guest. Hey, Hug, before you go, on a serious note, over the weekend, Chuck Mayshock passed away, and you and Chuck are way, way back to when you were in high school, and you said, quote, he was the one who I called when I needed an answer, end quote. What was he like as a person? What kind of an impact did he have on you?
He's a great person. He's a great person, a very caring person, a basketball guy through and through. He was like a second father to me. I mean, when Coach Gardner's staff got let go at West Virginia, and I got let go with him, I was part of the staff. The first person I called was Chuck. And Chuck immediately said, let me go talk to Coach Miller and I think he had everything to do with me getting hired at Ohio State and spending a couple years at Ohio State and learning from Chuck and Elton Miller. So, I mean, my whole career, really, I owe to him. I mean, he's been there every step of the way. I went to Florida with him, to Central Florida, to try to get that program going. The first person I talked to when I took the Cincinnati job was Chuck about coming and helping. If you've seen anything that our guys, our former players, say, it's nothing but total admiration for Chuck as a coach, but more importantly, Chuck as a person.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. Bob Huggins joining us, the head basketball coach of West Virginia. Nearly 900 wins now as a head coach. They're number 17 in both polls. They're 12-2. Another big one coming up on Saturday night. They're at home against Texas Tech. Hug, Happy New Year. So good to have you back in the jungle, Bob. I appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you. Don't wait like 4 years to call me back again, please.
I won't do it, Bob. You got it. Accept my apologies,
right,
Bob. You got it. Good job, Hug. Well done. My bad. Bob Huggins. Love Hug. You know, when David Stern passed away, a number of you hit me up on social and said, yeah, Rome, I remember those interviews. I remember you talking to David Stern. I remember what those interviews were like. And I think a lot of you might say the same thing about Hug. Bob Huggins is an all-time jungle legend. One of my favorites over the years. And I keep saying it, I don't play favorites, but I've done this so long. And I go way back with so many of these guys. And like Hug just said, hey, don't wait so long next time. You got it, Hug. My bad. I'm looking at my records. When was the last time? You know what? He's right. It hasn't been 4 years, but I'm looking at my notes. It looks like December of 2017. All right, Hug. You got it? Actually, no. No. Instead of me looking at my notes, why don't I look at Stucknut's notes? Because Stucknut would know. At Stucknut, the only person who knows more about this show than me is Stephen H-Town. Literally. Like, if I have a question about the show, I sometimes go to Alvin, but generally I go to the Nut. The Nut knows more. He says his last, Coach Huggins, last jungle appearances were December 19, 2017, January 14th, 2016. I have to do better than that. Hug, I apologize. See, I'm not like a lot of you clones. If I jack something up, I own it. I'm accountable for it. I'm responsible for it. I apologize for it. Not some whack apology like, I'm really sorry if anybody was offended. You wouldn't be saying that unless a lot of people were offended. So you're not sorry that you said it. You're not sorry that you did it. You're sorry that you have to say you're sorry. Not me. Like, when I say I'm sorry, I mean I'm sorry. So, Hug, I am sorry, but it wasn't 4 years. It was 3. 1-800-636-8686, 2 years. All right, when we come back, what's your beef? Your beef cannot be, hey, Rome, how come you haven't had Hug on? I did. And West Virginia's playing good. 17th in both polls. And a great matchup coming up against Texas Tech on Saturday. Love that game. Who you got? Better yet, what's your beef? That's coming up next. If you've got a beef with anybody or anything, pick up the phone, lob me a call. If you've got a beef with anybody, hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome, or just email it, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. We are open until the top of hour number 3. Jane Slater joins me then.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I got such a huge kick out of Bob Huggins coming back in. But not nearly as huge of a kick as Bob Huggins got out of me going to Lubbock, Texas. He loved that, didn't he? Again, Hug, why are you so surprised? Romy, I got to know, how did they take to you there? How did they take to me there, Hug? The same way they take to me everywhere. They love me. Had a great weekend, actually. Chris Beard had me back in August, and I did a sit-down interview. He had me into his house, I mean literally into his house, for an interview that we did for the Men of March for CBS, which already aired on CBS Sports Network, and it looks great. I had such a good time in Lubbock. Loved it. Not saying it to say it. I mean, like, I loved it. I understand why Chris Beard loves it there. Well, he loves it there because they adore him there, and they should. Came this close to winning a national championship. Lubbock was a blast. And again, one of my favorite things about that weekend. So I spent the weekend, not even the entire weekend, but 24 hours, 36 hours, whatever it was. And Chris Beard, he was so great. Like, he and I went to dinner. He insisted we go to dinner. He picked me up at the hotel. Then the next morning when I appeared on his fireside chat program, he picked me up. Like, he didn't send somebody to get me. He's touring around in a pickup truck, and he's driving me around town, showing me the facility, doing it all himself. It was an awesome time. Good to have you back, Hug. So like I said, I got a huge kick out of Bob Huggins coming back in, but not nearly as big of a kick as Huggins got out of me going to Lubbock. How did they take to you, man? How do you think they took to me, Bob? They love me, like everybody. All right, so what's your beef? We do this every Tuesday now. Or to quote Rex in Albuquerque, is this your beef jerky segment,
Romy? Is
this
the beef jerky segment?
Yes, something like that, Rex. Let's start on the email. Hey, Rome, I got beef with dentists. Why are you asking me questions or trying to make me laugh with lame jokes? I'm lying in the chair. Half my face is numb. And you got a drill up in there. I can't respond, and laughing would cause you to cut my mouth up. Jeremiah in Greenville. Yeah, it's not great. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor and they try to give you a shot. All right, coming in. One, two, three. Oh, got me again. You jabbed me on two instead of three because you thought I wouldn't expect it. Way to go, nurse practitioner. Hey, Jumpman, what's my beef? My beef is with that dumpster fire that is the Cleveland Browns organization. Here's to more years of suffering with these incompetent morons. Steve and the CLE. Yeah, that went really badly. Gotta admit, I was riding that bandwagon into the ground. And they made me, well, they made them look bad, and they made me look bad, and it doesn't feel good. I understand why you might have beef. Let's go to Twitter. JC in Calgary tweets, my beef is with a slice of cheese, some pickles, ketchup, and mustard, sandwiched between a bun. Signed, Beaks. It's not the beef I'm talking about. It's the what's your beef segment, not your choice of meat segment or how you eat your meat segment. Brian Dino tweets, Jim, what's my beef? I haven't heard a phone call with a donkey yelling in the background for at least a decade. Where is Jim from Fall River? The greatest call in jungle history. I don't think you can reference the greatest call in jungle history and not somehow reference the BIC. However, this is one of the greatest calls in jungle history. Maybe the greatest call never to win a smack off in jungle history. And frankly, you know, I shouted out to this guy, Jim in Fall River, for years. One of my favorite callers. I have no idea what happened to him, but he did make this call back in the day.
A picture of what the jungle might sound like without the host, without the famous guests, without the facts and the emails, and without my takes. It wouldn't be a very appealing sound. Taking a boot, barking Mark in Buffalo. Just the fact alone that you chose Flutie to run smack on makes you look like the no-take wonder you are. I can't wait for you to break out with some Lance Armstrong or Eric Davis smack. You know, the only way you can win this thing is if you call on a cell phone while barrel-jumping Niagara. Bet you can't do it, buddy. Before Hasek arrived, Buffalo's greatest athlete was Bob McAdoo. Look how that turned out. The only thing Buffalo has over Kraft Chester is a chicken wing recipe that you didn't actually invent. When Dan Rather still had his facilities in order, his most famous quote was, "Americans will put up with anything provided it doesn't block traffic." Which brings me to the Palm pilot, Jeffrey in Phoenix. Jeffrey being Chuck the Bird by other drivers on a greasy car phone somewhere in the valley. Jeffrey is living proof that of all the clones, with nothing to add, maybe 10% of them decide not to call. The next time I care what another clone does for work will be the first time. You waste time with your Wall Street delusions while giving us Walmart takes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, cough up a buck and send Rome a free fruit basket instead of making us yawn while you endanger other Valley transients, residents, in your car phone, calling up to tell me you can't feel the pain of Celtic fan. Tell me something, buddy. Walter Davis, Jason Kidd, and you are the biggest yellow rat bastards in Maricopa County. When you get clever, I want to throw a Jody Foster reset look on the map. The Big Dan's rape trial.
Is that in the background?
Bedford, not Fall River. Fall River is the place where 100 years ago...
Jim, what is that? What is that animal in the background?
She was Lizzie Borden, and the house now is a historically present...
All right, Alvin, you were not there for that call, right? Brian Albers probably was. Why did we ever run that guy? And I never got an answer to the question, what is that in the background? Would you believe that phone call, as great as that phone call was, and you can tell it was dated by who we referenced, there was a Palm Pilot reference in there. And does that call stand up or what? That call was made 20 years ago on this show. That call was made in the year 2000. So yeah, for about 10 years, I would shout out to Jim in Fall River. Jim in Fall River, where are you, bro? You can come to the smack off anytime. You don't even need to show up during the year. Just show up that day. And never did. I have no idea what happened to him. And the amazing thing is, I would argue that was not even his best call. He's made better calls than that call. I have no idea what happened to him. Just like I have no idea what happened to a lot of people. But that guy was that good that he still gets referenced 20 years later. All right, so let me do this. Let me break because we're over. When we come back, I'll do something rare. I will actually let the beef segment jump the segment. So if you've got a beef, because I started late in that segment, I'll give you an opportunity to share it. Next segment, what is your beef? Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Hit me up on the phones at 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up via email, rome@haveitake.com. Jane Slater, top of the hour. Major League Baseball is doing its very best to eradicate cheating. The Dodger fan's not really happy about that. Dodger fan feels like they got worked by the Astros and the Red Sox, and that they would have their ring if not for, quote, cheaters. Put that aside for a minute, Dodger fan. I love some of the references in that phone call, too. Walter Davis, Jody Foster, a Palm Pilot, you yellow rat bastards, Maricopa County. When we return, all that and your telephone calls. Don't go anywhere. It's time for a sport.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Normally, it is one segment on a Tuesday, but I started it late in the segment. It's going to jump the segment. Let's continue with the What's Your Beef?
Is this the beef jerky segment?
It is. Second segment in a row. Quickly. Hey, Jim. My beef is with Chipotle's new delivery app. Why is the maximum order amount only $200? Signed, Dairy Bradshaw. Brett from Bugahaw, bringing it in 2020 is how he signed it. Just slinging crap, bringing it in 2020. Hey, Brett. You mean Terry Bradshaw, the guy with four Super Bowl rings, one of the greatest to ever do it, network star, good dude. childhood hero of Jim Rome, host of this show, a guy who's been on our podcast. You're going to come in here and take a run at him when you already do nothing but sling crap around here and make the show worse. You've been warned, dude. One more horrible submission, and you are the first block of 2020. And I'm trying to remember. I don't think I actually did block anybody in 2019. You might be the first block in the last 10 years. That's how bad you are, Brett. I think I did block Mike in Buffalo last year. That was the one block of 19. I'm more than happy to make you the first block of 2020. Brett. All right, the beef segment, because I ran out of time. Last segment, let's do this thing right. Let's finish it up. Also, I've got that story on fantasy cheats. I will get to that momentarily. Let's go to Grand Rapids. Maury, the beef segment goes to the phones. Maury, what's your beef?
Jim, you might wonder why a guy from Michigan has a beef with Jerry Jones, but let me lay this out for you, okay? If Jerry Jones would have simply let Jim Harbaugh know that he was having a sleepover, we might very well be talking about Jim Harbaugh as the Dallas Cowboys coach, because this is a fact, Jim. Jim Harbaugh spent the night at then recruit Quinn Nordine's house. Now, of course, he's the kicker for Michigan. And I'm certain, Jim, we would be free from mediocrity as we know it here as Michigan fans in football, and maybe go poach somebody like P.J. Fleck. But I'm sure we'd be talking about Jim Harbaugh as the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And not to be undone, Jim, I still got a beef with that Rick in Buffalo because, as you know, he cost me 10 large in last year's Smackoff.
I got you, Maury. All right. Maury in Grand Rapids saying, my beef is with Jerry Jones for not hiring Jim Harbaugh. Could have taken that guy off our hands. We wouldn't have the problem we have right now. Yeah, I don't know, man. How bad is it, Maury? You win 9 games every single year. Granted, you never beat anybody who matters. Granted, you never win a big game. Granted, you can't beat your rival. Granted, he will say and do things to embarrass you and aggravate people. But you do win 9 games every year, right? Finishing third in your own division. It's not that bad. It's better than it was. It'll never be as good as it was supposed to be with Harbaugh because he never will be there. But it's better than it was. Just don't expect him to ever beat Ohio State because that's not going to happen anytime soon. 1-800-636-8686. And Jerry got his guy. And his guy is Mike McCarthy. He may have thought he was. Look, he liked him enough to invite him to sleep over. But apparently it was during that sleepover that something happened. I don't know what it was, but according to PFT, it was, quote, love at first sight. So weird. What's your beef? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. Kathleen in Omaha. Kathleen, what's your beef?
My beef is with Mr. Luscious-ass Sidney Crosby for not getting his surgery earlier. If that sugar muffin had got it sooner, he wouldn't be missing all this time right now. And the Penguins already lost Jake for the year, and they need Sidney back now rather than later.
Kathleen, the thing is, I mean, it sounds like you have a really high threshold for sugar muffin's pain.
Earlier, I heard he had it. He needed it since training camp.
Surgery,
why didn't he get it then?
Because you never. Surgery is the last option. You never know what's going to happen with a surgery. Something bad could happen, especially to your little sugar muffin.
He is a sugar muffin
with a luscious ass.
That too.
Thank you. All right, Kathleen. Appreciate your beef. Kathleen in Omaha. She's got a one-track mind. That's a one-trick pony, a one-topic caller, Sidney Crosby and his, quote, luscious ass, although she had never glossed him sugar muffin before.
How did he get that big, luscious ass and those succulent lips? Is your ass bigger than Madison Bumgarner of the San Francisco Giants? Oh, man.
That's what I thought. Like, remember when I mentioned earlier, credit to Louis Slungpoo for not losing it during his phone call. Kind of like she just did right there. Louis, though, was composed. Kathleen, not so much. That's what happened when I opened up the voicemails to the podcast. Kathleen started calling with things like that. Anyway, anybody else? 1-800-636-8686. Last chance. We're finishing off your What's Your Beef segment. We do this once a week. Let's go to Josh in the Panhandle. Josh, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy. Thanks for the buy-in. First time, long time.
Right on.
Hey, I've got a beef with the Giants, but not for the reasons that you might think. Everybody seems to be crazy about this new head coach hire or whatever, but they did the same thing last year with Daniel Jones. They had to even give him a nickname so that people even know who he was. But they passed up on a lot of people. That was who they were after, according to them. So this move doesn't – it's par for the course for these guys. The beef that I have with them is that the city that they're playing in deserves better. I know those people. I know those fans. The G-men are great, and they absolutely deserve better. So Giants, do me a favor and pull your head out of wherever it is. Maybe you guys need to go down to Jerry Jones's place and have a little sleepover and figure this thing out. But do better for the city.
Do better. Josh, thanks so much. Josh in the Panhandle saying, he said, I don't really have an issue with what you might think I have an issue for. Actually, Josh, it sounds like that's exactly what you have an issue with. So what do you think? Do you think the Giants really got the guy they wanted? Was the guy they wanted not the guy who had been there before? Not the most well-respected, up-and-coming college coach right now who's been targeted by a number of NFL teams that's turned around a couple of programs that look like they were impossible situations in Matt Rhule? And again, a guy from the city and a guy who worked for the team before. I mean, just go back and look over the last week or so. Every article there is written about, we got to get this guy. This is the guy. Why is this the guy? And then all of a sudden, at the last second, he agrees to become the head coach of Carolina without even getting on an airplane to talk to the Giants. Yet the Giants will have you believe that, yeah, well, that's he did that after we decided on the guy we wanted. Like, that's never the guy we wanted. All right, fine. I'll play along. Rhule was not the guy you wanted. So why would you pretend that that's the guy you wanted? Because what you really wanted was the wide receiver coach for the Patriots. And understandably, I understand this guy's getting a little more run, a little more run. But were you so concerned that somebody else was going to hire him that you were throwing out these smoke signals, that you were playing poker, that you wanted the entire world to think that Rhule really was the guy when he was not the guy? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. If it works for you. Dear Rome, did you say Mike McCarthy used to get massages on Saturday walkthroughs? Well, I got my massages on AFC Championship Sundays. Pervingly yours, Bob Kraft. I mean, like, I cannot even believe it took 2 hours for that. Brian and Charlotte, War Rome interviewing Mark Mangino, Charlie Weiss, and Lane Blimpin for his Men of Starch series. All right, it's the Men of March series, and it's not mine. It's CBS's. I guess I could start my own Men of Starch series. And I guess if I did, I probably would start with those guys. When we come back, Jane Slater of NFL Network joins us. Stay tuned. Hour number 3, straight ahead.